Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, July 13th, 2006.
Two more Palestinians die in Israeli airstrikes, 25 in less than 24 hours. Israelis attack just 16 kilometers from Beirut, and prisoners go on hunger strike in Nablus Detention Center. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Palestinian medical sources in the Gaza Strip reported that two residents died today from injuries suffered in separate attacks. One was seriously injured on Wednesday near Deir al-Bala, while the other was injured in an earlier attack. In total, at least 10 residents, including children, were injured in Gaza. A medical source at the Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City reported that Mahmoud al-Attar, 18, died from wounds suffered yesterday near the Kisufim crossing, close to Deir al-Bala in the central Gaza Strip. The attack also killed 5 residents. The source added that Nathmeed Aziz, 21, died of wounds suffered several days ago during an Israeli attack that targeted the towns of Beit Lahia and Beit Hanun in the Gaza Strip. Thursday at dawn, soldiers shelled the building of the Palestinian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Tal Ahawa neighborhood in the southern Gaza City. Thursday at dawn, injuring several residents. The shelled building includes several ministries. Israeli soldiers fired at least 2 missiles at the office of Mahmoud al-Zahar, the Palestinian foreign minister. The building and several surrounding houses were damaged. At least 10 residents, mostly children, were injured in the attack. 5 children were killed and at least 7 were injured after Israeli soldiers fired a missile at a playground in Deir al-Bala Wednesday evening. The children lacking electricity in their homes after the army bombed the only power generators in the Gaza Strip were playing in a playground in the evacuated settlement of Karf Daram near Deir al-Bala when the attack happened.
Israeli warplanes and gunboats struck a Lebanese resistance base 16 kilometers south of Beirut late Wednesday, Lebanese security officials said, in the closest raid to the Lebanese capital since fighting erupted in southern Lebanon after guerrillas captured 2 Israeli soldiers. Warplanes flew over the Naame base in the hills overlooking the Mediterranean, about 16 kilometers south of Beirut. Gunboats fired from the sea and explosions rang out across the area. There was no immediate word on casualties. The base is run by the Syrian-backed Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command and was a frequent target for Israeli attacks in the past. The attack comes after Israeli warplanes pounded more than 30 targets in southern Lebanon. Israeli leaders say the attack is part of a painful retaliation for the capture of the soldiers. Hezbollah said its fighters destroyed 2 Israeli tanks that attempted to cross the border on 2 different occasions on Wednesday. Israeli ground troops entered southern Lebanon on Wednesday to search for the 2 soldiers captured earlier in the day by Hezbollah guerrillas, Israeli government officials said. The Israeli army announced the names of the 2 captured soldiers, Ehud Goldfasser, 31, from the Israeli town of Nahariya, and Eldad Rikhev, 26, from Haifa. At least 38 Lebanese civilians have been killed in the ongoing Israeli attack on southern Lebanon.
Palestinian prisoners at the Hawara Israeli Military Detention Center in the West Bank city of Nablus went on a hunger strike on Wednesday to protest an Israeli High Court justice ruling that the sentence of one of the longest-serving Palestinian administrative detainees will not be shortened. Majdi al-Sharouf was arrested in August of 2001. His latest detention order expires on July 20th. The Palestinian Information Center reported that if his detention is renewed, which would be for the 13th consecutive time, Sharouf would be the second longest-serving administrative detainee. The Hawara prisoners said they are also protesting the harsh treatment of university lecturer Mustafa al-Shanar after he was arrested Wednesday. Fayez al-Jarbam, lawyer of the Palestinian Prisoner Support Society, told the Palestinian Information Center that guards had shackled Shanar's hands to his back for several hours while knowing that he has back problems and breathing difficulties. Sabar added that the prisoner authority did not allow him to give Shanar medicine, prompting the Prisoner Society to contact human rights organizations to put pressure on Israeli authorities to allow proper medical treatment for Shanar until he is released.
A group of Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian cars and buses south of the West Bank city of Nablus on Thursday morning. Palestinian drivers and passengers said the settlers threw empty glass bottles and stones while the army watched and only provided protection for the settlers. The attack happened at the southern road connecting Nablus with nearby villages and the rest of the West Bank.
The Israeli army arrested three residents after invading several West Bank cities and villages on Thursday. Ala Kanan, a student at Al Najah University in Nablus, was arrested at a military checkpoint at the entrance to the village of Anapta after soldiers stopped the car he was in to check IDs. He was taken to an unknown location. The army stormed the Al Marwa area south of Bethlehem Thursday morning, arresting Feres Nawara, 23. Soldiers also arrested Shadi Abra, 19, from the village of Al-Yaman during a pre-dawn invasion.
Thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, you've been listening to Palestine Today for the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. Brought to you by Melissa Simpson,
Stacey Miller,
and Ghassan Banora.